Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The verdict is in after nearly 2 years of waiting. A Virginia jury has spoken in the case of Abby Zwirner. We're going to watch it in just a moment. The first grade teacher who was shot by her 6-year-old student inside Richneck Elementary. The jury found former assistant principal Ebony Parker liable, awarding Zwirner $10 million in damages. This wasn't some unpredictable tragedy that blindsided everyone. Multiple teachers came forward that morning warning Parker that the child had a gun. They begged her to ask. They said he had something in his backpack, and still nothing was done. Hours later, Abby Zwirner stood in front of her class doing what she loved when that 6-year-old pulled the trigger. The verdict isn't just about money. It's about accountability, the kind that has been missing from far too many of these so-called preventable school shootings. Today, we're going to be showing you the courtroom coverage, the testimony, and these moments that have defined the case, all coming to a crux and a verdict coming in. At the end of the day, it's telling the victim, we believe you. Let's go to the courtroom right now and take a look at exactly how this all went down. This is from Court TV's coverage.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. I understand the jury has a verdict. The order of things will be as follows. I will bring the jury in, and I'm admonishing everyone in the courtroom that I will not tolerate nor have any outbursts. This is a very important case to both sides, and the dignity of this courtroom has been upheld throughout this trial, and I appreciate that from both sides and the parties and everyone who has been here for the past 2 weeks, and I expect that to continue. If there are any outbursts, you will be immediately taken outside the courtroom and left to not listen anymore. So please, no outbursts. Clerk will take the verdict, and she will then read it, and then we will have and hear any motions at that time. You may bring in the jury.
Everyone is standing as the jury is filing back in. Ebony Parker looking just very stoic, expressionless.
You may be seated. Thank you. Members of the jury, I understand that you have a verdict. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Will the foreperson please identify him or herself by number?
437.
All right. If you can fold that piece of paper as you had it and hand that to my clerk. Madam Clerk, will you please read the verdict?
We, the jury, on the issues joined, find in favor of the plaintiff, Abigail Zwerner, and assess her damages at $10 million, the award and award interest beginning on June 1st, 2024.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Any requests from the plaintiff? Any requests from the defense?
That we schedule time for post-trial motions.
All right.
All judgment not be entered on the verdict today.
All right. So the court will withhold entry of a judgment order in the case. The court will further reserve all rulings and hearings on post-trial motions for a later date to be set by the parties. Anything else to take up at this time, Mr. Benyazin? Ms. Douglas?
No, Your Honor, thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, your term expired.
And that is how it wrapped up in court today for Abigail Zwerner. The jury giving Abby Zwerner $10 million, Ebony Parker, remaining stoic, not very, very emotionless as the verdict being read. This, of course, is the civil trial. That verdict didn't just say she was wronged. It said the system failed her. It told every teacher, every parent, every kid walking into a classroom that morning that warnings matter. That when people in charge look the other way, lives can be shattered. But that was a civil trial. Not about money, policy, and acknowledgement. What comes next is something far heavier, because this is far from over. On November 17th, just a few weeks from now, former assistant principal Ebony Parker will be walking into a criminal courtroom in Newport News, not as a witness, not as an administrator, as a defendant facing 8 felony counts of child neglect, one for every bullet that was in that 6-year-old's gun. Each charge carries up to 5 years in prison, and prosecutors aren't calling this poor judgment or miscommunication. They're calling it a willful act of negligence, so gross, so reckless, that it showed a disregard for human life. That's the line they're drawing. That's the standard they want the justice system to start enforcing. If Ebony Parker is convicted, this isn't just a sentence for one person. It's a warning to every school leader in America. You can't hide behind the word mistake when teachers are begging for help, when warnings are piling up, and when a 6-year-old is walking the halls with a loaded gun and 4 of your staff are saying, the 6-year-old has a gun. The next trial is about accountability in handcuffs, not in headlines. It will test whether our justice system believes failure to act when lives are on the line is a crime. Because if ignoring a gun in a first grade classroom doesn't meet that bar, then what possibly could? Abby Zwerner's civil verdict gives us some acknowledgement. The criminal case will decide whether we get justice. And when that trial begins on November 17th, we will be here. Breaking it down every step of the way. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss our coverage on that when it begins. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's the latest. I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.